Accountability is one of the hardest things to practice, and that holds true for everyone. It's a natural reaction when we screw up to go to blame other people, to live in shame from all the times we've made those mistakes, and justification. And I would say it's one of the more difficult things to practice, but also to teach, to execute upon. It is also the number one reason people have a need to be offended is when people go to blame, shame, and justification. So there's a compounding effect in this idea of surrounding ourselves with accountable people. And I think we will learn today. And if you'd like the training guide today, just email me, David means beloved at D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. So please email the beloved servant, David@dmeltzer.com, David@dmeltzer.com. Accountability is one of the hardest things to teach and to practice, but accountability is also one of the most misunderstood things. And it is also one of the most powerful. It is the transition of power and force in our lives. Too often, like I mentioned, we reduce it to blame, to shame, to justification in forms of punishment or some sort of legal responsibility. We confuse accountability with liability, as if owning our own role, participation in the procession, means admitting fault or taking on an unnecessary weight. But accountability isn't about guilt, resentment, or separation. It's about awareness. Liability lives on paper and in statutes and case law. Accountability lives within us, and we can't find it outside of us unless it lives and is practiced within us. Every day, we encounter moments that test us and promote us of how we see ourselves and the world around us. Some are loud, the failures, the conflicts, the breakdowns, and others are quiet, patterns that are repeatable, clues that are unintended, relationships that feel off or interfered with, or opportunities that never seem to materialize. In each of these moments, we're given a choice. We could ask, why is this happening to us? And what are we supposed to learn from it? Or we could ask the far more powerful question, what is this here to teach us? Accountability invites us to step out of the reaction, the instant and obvious reaction to fear, and allow reflection in our response to that reaction, shortening the distance of resistance, using these questions to gather wisdom and to perpetuate faith. It asks us to look beyond the circumstances of the day and examine our own energy, our own clues, our own patterns, as well as the standards that we have set and hold, the frameworks in which we utilize to give contextual nature to matter of the future. This is especially when no one is watching. It challenges us each and every day to practice and take ownership, not just of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, but what we allow, what we tolerate, and what we stay silent about. Surround yourself with accountability. You can't find outside of you what doesn't live inside of you. If you'd like this training guide, like I said, please just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in accountability and surrounding ourselves with this accountability is accountability lives in the mirror. Accountability is one of the most misunderstood concepts in modern life. It is the most interfering concept of the purpose of our lives, which is to learn lessons. We know that we're here to learn lessons, and the lessons keep on coming until we learn them. We know we use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lesson, and forgiveness to create Eve, dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the disease. But when we confuse accountability with liability, we give our way our power and start to create force. And when we create force, we are creating counterforce or resistance. Liability is legal and transactional. Accountability is personal, internal, and transformational. Without this participation in this perception of accountability, we will stay stuck in blame, shame, and justification, and constrict, not accelerate, our growth. You can imagine sitting at a stoplight and being rear-ended at that light. The person behind you was texting and not paying attention and ran right into you. And in that situation, everything was handled correctly from a legal standpoint. The other driver obviously was liable. Insurance and the courts covered the damage, but stopping there would have meant missing the lesson, missing the practice, missing the deeper understanding of what had happened, because accountability is not liability. Don't tell a judge, "I was accountable," when you're rear-ended from someone texting behind you. It's a question of liability. It's a transaction. It's covered by the law books and the judge and the court system. But the deeper meaning is asking ourselves, what did I do to be responsible for this? What did I do to attract this to me? What did I do to participate in this perception? And most importantly, in the name of accountability lives in the mirror, what am I supposed to learn from it? Accountability doesn't ask who's at fault. The courts ask that. The statutes and case law ask that. But instead, accountability asks, what is this here to teach us? Knowing that growth, expansion, acceleration, the compounding of the divine outcomes that we desire begins when we stop at awareness instead of blame, shame, and justification. No more living below the line, but now we live above the line in accountability by looking inside of us or looking at the mirror. Separate legal responsibilities separate legal responsibilities from personal ownership and accountability. Ask what lessons exist already, what solutions exist already within the problem, beyond the surface level outcome. Ask yourself, what did I do to attract this? Where is the resolution, the resolution in this problem? Because it's just a lapse of time until you find your accountability. Sooner or later, the truth will come out. Sooner or later, who you are will reveal itself. We must practice self-reflection before reacting. So many times, not only do people react, but they overreact over the silliest little things that could be worked out, over a miscommunication or misperception, lacking accountability, lacking the understanding that you're here to learn lessons. There's no blame, there's no shame, there's no justifying in the mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances. Nobody can do anything to you or for you. There's no need to be offended. Accountability lives in the mirror. Look at yourself and ask yourself, what did I do to be accountable? What did I do to be responsible? What am I doing to participate in the perception when I know the intentions are in the divine direction? I know my intentions are, and those who I surround myself with in accountability are the same. Needless to say, the mistakes, setbacks, miscommunications occur, but don't worsen it with blame, shame, and justification and acceleration of attacks. Lesson number one and the full training, exercises, and guides are all available to you for free, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two, accountability shifts from why me to what for. I used to say there was a shift in desire from why me to try me, which requires the desire that you must be what you can be. But in accountability, in this lesson of surrounding ourselves with accountability, we ask ourselves what for the sake of what, not why me. No longer am I punished, but always protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. When we default to blame, shame, and justification, like so many people that we surround ourselves with, it interferes with the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, and energy and inspiration that we have daily. It actually delays the purpose of life, that God is in everything, and therefore everything has purpose in its divine direction. We interfere with our higher self. Accountability will elevate our awareness, elevate our frequency and our vibration by helping us understand the participation and role that we are playing in every experience that is promoting, protecting, love, and perfecting us for the sake of our growth, for the sake of our enjoyment of what we don't like or love about what we love, the enjoyment of even the uncomfortable situations. Instead of focusing on the interference and the distraction of the other driver texting and then hitting us, we examine our own state that day. Were we rushed, scattered, emotionally misaligned? Were we worried about something happening, wishing for what we didn't want? Even when we did, in the world of transactions and man-made constructs, the liability that exists, even though we did nothing wrong, our energy will hold a different story and we responsible, attract, or participate in a whole different perception, not of why me, but of for the sake of what. Accountability doesn't really deny our reality. It doesn't ignore it. It doesn't separate it. It actually deepens it. By asking for the sake of what, it allows us to turn the interference and disruption into direction. That divine direction created by the devotional attention and intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, aligned with where we want to be, not aligned with getting hit from behind. We need to replace why did this happen to me with what is this here to show us, to teach us, to grow us. When we observe the emotional and the energetic clues, patterns, and choices that we make before these major incidents, we could elevate our awareness, but also we can shorten the distance, the lapse of time between that problem and the solution that already exists. We can have a resolution very quickly when we observe the emotional and energetic clues, patterns, and choices we made previous to the accident. We must treat every interference, every disruption as instruction, every single one. We must know that God would not be giving us, as Tim Story says, the invitation if he was worried about our limitation. I'm going to repeat that and credit Tim Story. He would not give us that invitation of having this accident if he did not believe or dismiss our limitations. Accountability shifts the why me to for the sake of what. If you like this lessons and others, if you like the training guides, exercises, and my books, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I will sign the book, send it to you, pay for shipping, pay for the book. Go ahead, grab a pre-order of the new book, david@dmeltzer.com, or just dmeltzer.com/pre-order. Lesson number three, accountability raises our vibration. It raises our frequency, and our frequency is our neighborhood. What's going on in the neighborhood? You got a crime watch? Do you have a buffet, a potluck? Do you have a Halloween party in the cul-de-sac? What's going on in your neighborhood? Are you elevated by the people you surround yourself with in accountability? Everything vibrates. God and purpose is in everything. Even though we don't understand it, we should seek to find it and learn the lessons of it. We also must understand the relativity of vibration and frequency to awareness, that we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. And so the earth vibrates the slower than plants, and then animals, and then humans, and then sound, and then light, and then thought. And the thought that vibrates the fastest is the truth. And accountability is here to help us find that truth, our higher selves, our higher vibration. And we must surround ourselves in a neighborhood of accountability, because our outcomes are influenced not only by what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, but the energy we bring into these situations. When we operate in chaos, in confusion, in interference, we will often attract chaos, interference, and confusion back. Even though everything was handled correctly, the experience revealed a deep truth and awareness. We were moving too fast. We were carrying a scattered energy, a chaotic means, and the lesson surely arrived in a perfectly inconvenient form to protect us, promote us, love, and perfect us, to invite us to the lesson, knowing we have our limitations. Accountability isn't punishment. It is protection, promotion, love, and perfection from something bigger than us, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, an omniscient power, an all-knowing power, an all-powerful power. And when we own our own energy, we own our own frequency, we own our own vibration, we regain alignment and create harmony through clarity of that awareness, through balance of our non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors, and focus on the attention and intention that we desire in our divine direction. That discipline of attention and intention equals the devotion that gets us to where we want to be or better, as accountability will raise our awareness and make things easy by illustrating the dis-ease that we're creating in our lives by blaming and shaming and justifying everything. We must pause. We must assess to find the light, the love, and the lessons. How are we showing up emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally? Stop. Slow down. When urgency starts to replace intention, use moments and minutes of friction, of interference, as clues to realign, readjust, repurpose our vibration, our frequency in a divine direction. By giving meaning to the past, the failures, the mistakes, the setbacks, the defining moments, the historical relevance of the past in alignment with where you want to be or better. These are the cues to realign, because accountability raises our vibration. If you would like these lessons, these exercises, and the guide or my book, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number four, silence is still participation. Silence and space are still participation. Accountability isn't limited to just our actions. It extends to what we tolerate, and toleration is an action in itself. When we stay silent, when we create space around misalignment, we quietly co-sign the energy of it and will actually inherit that energy as well. By remaining quiet around the wrong people, wrong idea, wrong behaviors we knew were wrong, we allow patterns into our lives that later create more interference. create more blame, more shame, more justification, more fear, more mistrust, and this emotional residue that aggregates, accelerates, and compounds even without direct participation. This is why you must surround yourself with accountability and allow those that are not accountability to fall away or even fire them from your life, determined upon the relativity, the association of that person, and how much bleeding is caused by their lack of accountability. We are accountable not just for what we do, what we say, what we think, feel, and believe. We are accountable for the standards we uphold and the boundaries that we fail to set, the frameworks and the systems that we fail to follow. We must identify where the space exists, where the silence has replaced the truth in accountability, in the light, the love, and the lessons, and forgiveness, and ease, and control that is created by learning those lessons. We need to decide what space and boundaries and frameworks and systems to create to need to be clarified and enforced through our intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. We need to speak up or step away, falling away and firing our actions as well. And when we speak up or step away from misaligned environments, we are helping ourselves by participating in the frequency, the vibration that we do. So many of us give energy to things that are missing, that we don't have, that we don't want. We give energy to the interference, just giving it more energy, giving force to it, which creates even more counterforce, more resistance, giving us the quote of this, what we resist persists. We need to close the tab and return to the now. We need to stop. We need to drop. We need to roll into the divine direction of where we want to be or better, because space and silence is participation, and we need to participate in that which is aligned with not only the divine direction that we are in, but the meaning of the past and the meaning that those around us are in as well. If you'd like lesson number 4 with all the other exercises and guides in this training, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 5, accountability builds trust through the truth, the painful, the uncomfortable truth, the one that exists in the mirror and inside of us that only us know. But blame, shame, and justification may feel easier in the moment, but it erodes integrity and damages relationships over time. Accountability, rooted in integrity to the best of our ability, strengthens the trust personally and professionally. Each and every person in my life, personal or associate that I deal with, every time they go the below the line, they create more separation between me and them, more disappointment in me and them. And this is rooted in the integrity that exists in the human experience of making those mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, the intentional and unintentional lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, back-end selling that exists in the world, personally and professionally. When our teams and our relationships rely on excuses or misdirection, creates interference. Trust is fractured. It dissipates, dissolves, and sometimes even disappears. But when the truth is prioritized to the best of our intention, even when it's uncomfortable, that connection deepens. Read Marshall Thurber's Antisocial Behavior in the Theory of Perturbation that deepens the connections, and our collaboration actually improves. Commanding each other, to work with each other, to collaborate, coordinate in a coordinated movement, a line direction, a divine direction with meaning, with purpose, knowing that God is in everything. And above all else, I want to see things differently through accountability. Above all else, I want to see things differently, especially with accountability. Truthfulness is a byproduct of accountability, not blame, shame, justification. Trust will grow when we own our missteps without defensiveness. I love people say, oh, I'm not being defensive. Well, yeah, you actually are. You actually are. Trust grows when we are looking inside of ourselves at our own missteps, not blaming, shaming, and justifying and being defensive. Look, I know nobody, including me, nobody appreciates feedback. Nobody appreciates the truth in the instant. There's always a lapse of time until we appreciate the truth, until we appreciate feedback of the truth. This is why we have to use forgiveness. This is why we use accountability to admit and learn from the mistakes quickly and sincerely, not just going through the motions. I've had so many employees in the past tell me, well, I'm accountable, but there's no sincerity. There's no lesson that they could tell me they learned. They just are like a trained response of, oh, I screwed up. I made a mistake. I should say I'm accountable. But did you learn anything? And are you sincere? We need to encourage open dialogue, communication, not instantaneous responses and threats and attacks and text messages and emails and voicemails. You know, oh, I'm text brave. Oh, I'm going to tell you via text. It's over. I'm breaking up with my girlfriend via text. Ridiculous, childish, interfering. Encourage open dialogue without fear of punishment. And understanding the intention of promotion, protection, love, and perfection of somebody's investment in us of time, emotion, and value should outweigh a single incident. I encourage open dialogue, not email, text, and voicemail brave of that blame, shame. Oh, you showed me, didn't you? We need to replace the blame based on the conversations with resolutions. Based one, the resolution that exists in the problem. There's no blame, shame, and justification in the problem. There's only the solution, and it's just a lapse of time until we find that solution, which is why we call it a resolution, a resolution. There's no blame, shame, and justification. So we need to base our conversations on resolutions, not blame, shame, and justification, threats, facts, judgment. Don't assume a position that you were never given. So many of us do. You were never given the capability of judgment. That is only for the universe and the energy and the intelligence and the intuition and the inspiration that we live within. Our job to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. If you would like lesson number 5 in the exercises in this training guide and my books, I'd be happy to send you one of those. Sign it, pay for shipping in the book. Just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, Meltzer, servant. So David at my first initial D, servant, Meltzer, David@dmeltzer.com. The 6th lesson, accountability creates personal freedom. It is that which gives us complete control. It is that that allows us to live at ease through forgiveness and have the perspective to participate in of protection, promotion, love, and perfection through gratitude. But accountability, when we learn the lessons, it gives us complete control. In other words, the personal freedom of the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we belong to. Avoiding responsibility, avoiding liability, avoiding accountability keeps us stuck. Keeps us stuck in the meaning of the past, in our old stories, which is why I study forgiveness every day, because we know not what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe, and neither do I. But I can tell you those that are stuck in a meaning, a limitation of the past, a self-image of the past that they never will overachieve, an imagination that was limited, even though God forgave you and invited you into something bigger and better, despite the limitations that he knows of. It is accountability that frees us, gives us control by putting our hands back on the wheel of our lives and allowing us to drive in the lessons that we're here to learn, because life is about lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. We will forget every lesson there ever was, but we have the power of accessing every lesson there ever was as well. That is accountability, and it is freeing. It is controlled. It allows us the clarity, the balance, the focus, the harmony, instead of the chaos, the interference between us and what I am. Happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? It is accountability that creates personal freedom. When we examine our role in recurring patterns by identifying the clues of those patterns and the choices we make, our relationships, our business challenges, our emotional roller coasters and cycles, we will stop repeating the same lesson and we will learn it. We will start evolving in a divine direction with the devotional discipline and attention and intention that it deserves, and the purpose, the meaning, finding God in everything, including our past, the mistakes, the setbacks, the failures, the defining moments, the historical relevances that limit us and our self-image. Notating will never overachieve our own self-image. It is accountability that turns the interference, the separation, the inferiority, the superiority, the resentment, the guilt, the anger, the frustration, the separation. It turns that into growth and ease by identifying the dis-ease, and it will turn our regret into accountability. Asking ourselves, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What am I doing to participate in this? And what am I supposed to learn from it? That's not a weakness. It's not even a force. It's power. Power doesn't need to move. It doesn't create any anti-power. It just allows you to live in spirit, accessing the infinite amount of energy and intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that we all are part and parcel to, and just diminishes and dissipates and disappears the interference of that power. We want to reflect, remind, remember daily on how our behaviors have contributed to the outcomes that we desire, or how it has interfered with them. We know the evidence today. The evidence today is non-existence of where we want to be or better, or it may be even contrary to where we want to be or better, but it is the behaviors that are contributing to where we want to be or better, or interfering with them. And it is accountability that will create the freedom to make those choices. When we identify the repeating patterns from these clues and these lessons, it is much easier to identify the dis-easier and come to a resolution of the problem by extracting the lesson through accountability. Utilizing gratitude to find that light, that love, and the lesson, forgiveness to create ease of the mistakes that we've made, the defining moments, etc. So let's take those present focused actions and intentions and align the past and the future and take action immediately. Start doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with the divine. And you'll end up where you want to be or better, with acceleration, aggregation, growth, and compounding of those outcomes in that divine direction. You will be devotional, not interfering with it in blame, shame, and justification. We need to surround ourselves with accountability because it is the most misunderstood, but also the most powerful. We must remind ourselves that accountability lives in the mirror. Accountability shifts the why me to for the sake of what. Accountability will elevate our awareness through vibration and frequency and creating a neighborhood of people that are accountable and learning, accelerating and growing and creating compounding outcomes together in collaboration, coordinated movement. We must remind, remember, and recollect that our space, our silence is still participation, and elevate those boundaries as well. We must also be accountable to know that our accountability will build trust and truth whenever possible, making sure that our teams, our relationships are relying on the truth, accountability, the lessons, the forgiveness, the gratitude, not the blame, the shame, the justification, excuses, or misdirections that fracture our trust. And finally, reminding true freedom and ease comes through accountability. Accountability will create that freedom. And we must remind, remember, and recollect and find God in everything and everyone. Accountability isn't about blame, shame, and justification. It's about alignment. When we choose to see every situation, even the uncomfortable ones, as an invitation to learn, knowing that God would not invite us if he was worried about our limitations. There's no invitations without knowing our limitations. As an invitation to learn, we stop being victims of circumstance and start becoming architects of our own lives, of where we want to be or better. Throughout this training, which is available to everybody with the books and the guides and the exercises for free, David@dmeltzer.com. Just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. Throughout this training, we explored the differences between liability and true accountability. One settles a score, the other raises our vibration. Stop settling scores. It is an infinite circle of destruction. We have seen how accountability shows up not only in our actions and our words and our thoughts and our feelings and our meanings, but in our silence and space, in the people we surround ourselves with, in the energy we carry into every room, conversation, and decision. When we ask, what role did we play? How did we participate in this perception? What did we learn in this responsibility and this attraction? We transform the separation, the interference, the inferiority, superiority, the worry, the anger, the frustration, the anxiety, the guilt, the resentment into growth, and that regret into responsibility and accountability. That question doesn't weaken us. It doesn't force us. It empowers us. It puts our hands back on the wheel and gives us control of our lives. Whether it's a fender bender or a broken relationship or a stalled business opportunity, I promise you, accountability allows us to extract the lessons instead of repeating it. In this life, it's about lessons, and those lessons will keep on coming. They'll keep on repeating until you learn them. This has been a Surround Yourself with Accountability training. Please email me if you like this guide or exercise. Once again, David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.